أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن تصبك حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبك مصيبة يقولوا قد أخذنا أمرنا من قبل ويتولوا وهم فرحون قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون قل هل تربصون بنا إلا إحدى الحسنيين ونحن نتربص بكم أن يصيبكم الله بعذاب من عنده أو بأيدينا فتربصوا إنا معكم متربصون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 50, 51 and 52 of Surah At-Tawbah, continuing with the condition of the munafiqun. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in tusibika hasanatun tasu'hum, that if good fortune reaches you, if good reaches you, tasu'hum, they become averse to it, they oppose it, they dislike it, and it earns their displeasure. In other words, when you emerge and go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy grants you victory, then they dislike that victory that you had acquired and you had achieved. Wa in tusibaka musibatun, but if some musibah, some difficulty befalls you, some hardship, some calamity comes your way, yaqulu qad akhadna amrana min qabl, then they say that certainly we had taken our affair into our hands from before. In other words, we took our precautions. That is why we didn't emerge in the path of Allah. We didn't go out with them. And in this way, they begin to become proud about their staying back and remaining behind and not going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ فَرِحُونَ, and then they turn away rejoicing, being happy about their decision that they didn't go out on the one hand, and they also rejoice with regards to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam facing some calamity, some defeat, some victory, or some may have got injured, others may have become shaheed in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response here is twofold. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the iman, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala works on the heart and the spirituality of the believers in general and sahaba here in particular. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَيْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this should be said by every believer, لَيْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا, that nothing has afflicted us but that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained. Whatever difficulty a person goes through, not necessarily in the path of Allah, it may be a difficulty in one's personal life, it may be a difficulty in so far as a person's earning, whatever that difficulty be, one needs to remind oneself all the time that there is nothing that befalls us, no musibah, no calamity, no difficulty, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained it. In other words, here we align our belief very, very firmly, and we convict ourselves to the belief that undoubtedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over everything. We believe very firmly in taqdeer, that everything happens because Allah ta'ala so desired it. It happens because of the qudrat and the power and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And secondly, wa 'ala Allahi فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should the believers put their tawakkul, they should place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The two very, very important aspects. And this is throughout our lives, whenever there is any form of musibah, any form of difficulty, it ought to have increased our turning towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, our inabat towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. As far as tawakkul is concerned, we've discussed this on various occasions, that this world is a world of means, so we will opt for the means, but we will have no yaqeen and no conviction that the means can save us. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence in this way we turn towards Allah and we increase our inabat and our turning and our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second response Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ. Now these munafiqun used to look very, very closely at the situations in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the sahaba's lives, especially when they would go out in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and they will try to detect the situation and they will try to assess the situation. Obviously, what they would be waiting for and what they would desire is always that a calamity befalls Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba, that there always has to be a loss. There has to be loss of lives. There has to be somebody that is injured, and they will then become happy and they become proud and they rejoice over those situations. So they were always in this type of ambush waiting for so those things to happen, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses this, and Allah ta'ala says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, in other words, ask them, that are you waiting for one of two good things to come our way? Either one of two things will happen and both are good. One is this, that we go out in the path of Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants us victory, and then there will be the booty that will come, but more important, the word of Allah ta'ala becomes established at a particular place, that is for us to rejoice. And then if somebody is injured, that is also a good thing, that that person will be given the reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody loses their lives, if few people lose their lives, then obviously that is shahadat and martyrdom in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So either way, it is husnayain, it is good for the believers, whether there is an outer defeat or whether there is victory, both are victories for a believer. وَنَحْنُ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمْ. And also say to them that we also await you, we also anticipate you. أَنْ يُسِيبَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ أَوْ بِأَيْدِينَا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given you much respite. Allah Ta'ala has given you the opportunities to sit in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has given you the opportunity of listening to this Quran Sharif as it was being revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you have not taken advantage over those opportunities. So then when the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, then also it will come either in two ways. One would be Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will chastise you himself. Allah will take it upon himself, or alternatively Allah ta'ala will do it in our hands, through our hands. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create this battle between you and us, and obviously then one of two difficulties will come upon you. فَتَرَبَّصُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ مُتَرَبِّصُونَ. You wait, you anticipate, we will also wait and anticipate. And like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala builds our iman also. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مُولَانَا. This is something that we should always remember. Whatever difficulties come our way, it has been ordained by Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one that will take us out from it. All we need to do is turn our hearts towards Allah, place our trust in Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.